Now, back to Eye on Travel.
43 minutes after the hour, Peter Greenberg here with you as Eye on Travel continues. And as I always say, you can always reach me. Just email me to peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question, or problem. We will solve it right here on the air. Let's go to the phones out there in Long Beach, California. I've got David on the phone. Hey, David.
Hi, Peter. Thank you for taking my call.
So how can I help you?
So as a loyal listener of yours, I have tried to apply your technique to my situation last month with American Airlines, and I've basically gotten too bad, so sad. So I want to see what you suggest or what we could be moving forward. In a nutshell, my son is a college student in Philadelphia. American Airlines is the primary carrier from LAX to PHL. So he regularly flies that route and will for several years forward. I communicated to them the loyalty that we have for them. And I do appreciate the airline. And it was last month, the flight had a mechanical problem that delayed the flight by 9 hours.
Ooh.
Actually appreciate the fact that they're taking care of their equipment. But nonetheless, there were things that they didn't do and could have done to make the experience much less of a burden and less expensive for him. So I sent them a letter with a bunch of ideas and explanations and suggestions. They basically wrote me back after 2 weeks and said, pound sand, and gave me 2,500 miles. You had said, don't ever accept a frequent flyer gift. So I wrote back and said, hey, here's actually what I had proposed. You gave me a boilerplate response. They wrote back and said, we can see that you really care about this issue. Here's more frequent flyer miles. I reached out and said, I'd like to talk to a supervisor, as you always advise, and they said that is not possible.
Really?
So I'm stuck. What do I do next?
Okay. Let me ask you this. I'm not a lawyer. I don't play one on television or radio, but what were your damages here?
I mean, the damages financially were minor in the sense that he was careful, my son, not to spend too much at the airport during the delay, but the expenses were significant because after a holiday away from school, he had booked an early morning flight so he could get back to campus, do all of his homework. That was taken away, was not able the next day to attend the early morning classes that he had because of the late night arrival, early morning arrival. So the damages were non-financial, but they were significant on an academic basis.
Well, okay, now we're in the gray area because from a legal perspective, if you can't show serious monetary damages, then, you know, your standing in a legal situation is diminished appropriately or relatively. So here's the situation. Did they get him to his destination?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. So they fulfilled, even though they were late, and in this case, at least 9 hours late, they did fulfill the contract terms. They got him to where he was supposed to go as it was stated on his ticket, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And I acknowledge as much to them that, you know, I appreciate their diligence mechanically. I appreciate that they did get him there. My idea was more about, here are some ideas and solutions that you could take now to alleviate when this happens again in the future, because it will, such as, for example, providing him with some passes so that during those mechanical delays, he could sit in their lounge and work on his homework while he's waiting for the flight to eventually leave, whenever that might be.
Right. Well, they're very afraid of setting that kind of precedent. The lounges are already overcrowded. But forgetting that, what kind of money did he spend while he was waiting at the airport for 9 hours?
The primary financial damage was comparing an early afternoon arrival at PHL to a middle of the night arrival at PHL meant that the Lyft Uber expense that he had back to campus was about 4x higher than it normally would have been had he arrived at the designated time.
Okay. So the total amount of damages in dollars is what?
I mean, if you want to compare roughly a $60, $70 Uber to a $20 Uber.
Okay. With all due respect to everything going on in the airline business these days, if our damages are about $50, take the 5,000 miles, David, invest it in another trip that you can redeem them for as soon as you can, and go with God. We're not talking about someone who missed, a $20,000 deal. Even that case in a business suit would probably not have merit. Now, all the issues that you bring up about, what do you do with passengers who were stranded for 9 hours, they certainly should be addressed. And I will be happy to address them with the airline directly, which includes, do they give them a hotel voucher? Do they give them a meal voucher? Do they give them transportation home? I mean, I'm talking about ground transportation home. All those things they could do. And in many cases, by the way, depending on your frequent flyer status, The airlines do that for their mega million milers. I guarantee you, and this has nothing to do with me being on the radio, it has to do with how many miles I actually have with the airline. I guarantee you that if that had happened to me, they would not have given me 2,500 miles, only because of my status in terms of how many miles I fly with the airline every year. But when you're in college, your standing diminishes, as you can imagine. So in this situation, I hear your pain. At least we got you up to 5,000 miles. And my suggestion is, be happy with that, relatively speaking, and go with God. David, thanks for calling.
Perfect. Thank you.
You got it. And when we come back, more of your emails, more of your calls. Back right after this.
Your flight might be late, but we're on time. Eye on Travel will be right back. You've been listening to Eye on Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Eye on Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.
52 minutes after the hour, Peter Greenberg here with you as Eye on Travel continues for this Thanksgiving weekend. Of course, you can always reach me. Email me to peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question, or problem. We will solve it right here on the air. You've heard me talk about my affection and my affinity for trains, and that goes beyond just the usual suspects. We broadcast from the Rocky Mountaineer, both in Canada and in the U.S. We've done it from the TGV in France, and we've done it from Amtrak on the legendary Southern Crescent from New York's Penn Station all the way down to New Orleans. And, it's going to be interesting to see on the new infrastructure bill that was just passed by Congress and signed by the president, how much money Amtrak's going to get and where they're going to apply it. But first and foremost, let's go to the phones. I've got John on the phone from Davenport, Iowa. Hey, John.
Yes, go ahead, Peter.
Well, you had a question. You wanted to tell me about Amtrak.
Well, what I wanted to tell you how I was upset. We recently took a trip from Chicago Union Station on the Texas Eagle to San Antonio. We've been on Amtrak a number of times over the past 10, 12 years. The food service was terrible. I ordered, first order was short ribs. No short ribs. Okay, well, how about salmon? No salmon. I says, Cesar, we just left Chicago. You should have filled your coolers. All they had was some microwave pasta dishes and no dining room service. You went to the dining room car finally, and they had a bag all bagged up, and you went and served yourself. So I was very disappointed in the food service.
Well, let me ask you this, John. You took the train. Did you have a sleeper?
Yes, we did.
And how was that?
Oh, the sleeper was fine. And the attendant was fine. The ride on the train was fantastic. Everything was on time. A couple times we had to pull over for freight trains to go through. But time-wise and service on the train itself was great. But the food service was terrible.
Well, let's talk about that because, being a fan of the trains and the long-haul trains, whether it's the Zephyr or the Southern Crescent or the Empire Builder or the Sunset Limited, I've been on all of them. I love it. But we all know that Amtrak's been beaten up over the years because it's owned by about 435 owners, otherwise known as the United States Congress. And it's never been allowed to have enough sufficient capital to invest and to make a profit. Now there's hope coming with a new infrastructure bill to really build it up. After all, our president is a devoted Amtrak follower. They used to call him Amtrak Joe. But in the last 10 years, we've seen them get rid of dining cars. We've seen them get rid of food service other than, Doritos. We've seen them take a lot of the long-haul service and replace part of it with bus service, which doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. Although, if you actually look at the economics, John, if you were running the train service, you'd probably have no choice but to do the same thing. For example, if you take the long-haul service, from east to west, and the train pulls into a small stop in Montana at 3 in the morning, and 3 people get on, the cost of stopping that train to get those 3 people on is a multiple of what it actually is going to return in revenue for them, which is like they're already underwater on it. And so... even though Amtrak ridership as a whole has been up, especially during the pandemic, it's been up in the Northeast Corridor between Boston and Washington, D.C., going through New York. But the long-haul trains have taken a beating. And my hope, there's two hopes that I have. One is that they'll keep the long-haul service and figure out a way for it to make some money. And two, they'll actually start to invest in you know, high-speed rail. The problem, John, is who owns the tracks? When you talked about pulling over on the siding for a freight train to come through, the reason why they had to do that, it's because the freight lines own the tracks. Amtrak's only a guest. They're renting. So there's your problem. So bottom line here is, I hear you. I'm going to keep my fingers crossed that Amtrak puts some more money into the system. The first thing they got to do is invest in the tracks before they invest in the food service. And the second thing they have to do is then get much newer cars on the service that can handle the faster tracks. But remember, the freight lines, they don't care about high-speed rail. They don't need it. They don't want to invest in it. So somebody's got to push the button here and take command of a huge reservoir of goodwill towards Amtrak from the American public, who depend on them in small towns and villages, not just the major cities. So my hope, John, is the Christmas present that you're hoping for Amtrak won't take 5 years to arrive, okay?
Thank you very much. Enjoy your words of wisdom, and we'll look forward to hearing you on the weekend.
You got it. Thanks again, John. I much appreciate that. Out in Davenport, Iowa. You know, the issue that John had with the dining service is not a new one. I remember when I was a kid, my parents taking me on my first train, and the excitement of going to the dining car with linen and silverware and having to be on your best behavior and being served an actual meal from a real kitchen and not a microwave. Those were great days. Those were really great days. I hope they come back. Of course, you can still find it in Europe and in parts of Asia and in parts of South Africa as well. We'll talk about that on a future show. But the bottom line is, I want to wish everybody a great Thanksgiving weekend. Since we're on the tail end of it now, please don't get stuck in too much traffic. I wish you a wonderful weekend. And of course, from Paris and from everywhere else, we'll see you next week on another edition of Eye on Travel from another destination somewhere around the world. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to Eye on Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Eye on Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.